Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny and warm, making it a great day to be outdoors. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, but still comfortable for a stroll along the coast. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, offering a warm night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet Just In, a ceasefire revealed via a Trump post jars with Israel's wartime rhetoric against Hezbollah. Katz called disarmament the top goal, but any deal shifts focus. Also, Walla reports Defense Minister Israel Katz clarified that the IDF will continue to hold territories conquered in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu sees an opportunity for a historic peace deal with Lebanon as a 10-day ceasefire begins. Separately, I-24 News says the U.S. envoy believes Syria normalization with Israel could come sooner than with Lebanon. And finally, from JTA, Israel agrees to a 10-day halt in fighting in Lebanon following Trump's announcement of the ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. OSIN613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about IDF control in Lebanon during the ceasefire, questioning Hezbollah's agreement. Avi Kanner, a commentator, shared Foreign Minister Youssef Raghi's view that direct negotiations with Israel separate the Lebanese track from the Iranian one. Kotla Wunsch, an Israeli politician, questioned Lebanon's sovereignty in a post from earlier today, pointing out its ties to Iran and Hezbollah's influence. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire, Ynet reports that the announcement caught many by surprise, especially considering Israel's firm stance against Hezbollah. Despite Katz emphasizing disarmament as a primary goal, the reality on the ground shows a shift in strategy. This move could open diplomatic channels, but also raises questions about future security arrangements. Turning to Netanyahu's statement from JNS, the Prime Minister sees the ceasefire as a stepping stone towards a broader peace agreement with Lebanon. This comes as Israel aims to stabilize its northern border. However, the success of such a deal depends on regional dynamics and Lebanon's internal politics. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on the potential normalization of relations between Syria and Israel. The U.S. envoy suggests this could happen before Lebanon due to different geopolitical factors. Such a development could reshape alliances in the region, impacting future negotiations. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Israeli chip veteran Willens has added another $50 million exit to his portfolio, reinforcing his reputation for early and precise deal-making. Separately, Globes reports that the Treasury will offer guaranteed loans to small and mid-sized businesses impacted by the war, providing much-needed financial relief. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a new Israeli startup, BS Sprinkler, which has developed innovative irrigation technology to combat the water crisis by reducing waste. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.